equal until we're equal. We're not free until we're free.
It's easy to spot and complain about what's wrong. How would you make it right? People talk on and on about the big takeover. What would you do if you do take over? Is it my American-sized ego running amok yet again when I ask myself from time to time, what would I do right now if I was in somebody like the president's shoes? Today's mind expansion could be tomorrow's key to survival, if not salvation. Just thinking about, what would I do if I was mayor of San Francisco? And thinking about, what would I do if I was put in charge of reforming the San Francisco Police Department? What would I do if I was on the school board, teaching a school class? Doctor, lawyer, shop steward, machinist, farmer, mother, father, idea man, in some situation I hear about right now, what would I do? What am I good at? What can I do best? What would I most like to be doing that's different from the rest? It's an ongoing exercise that takes years of bouncing stuff like this around in your head when you feel like it, putting it back on the shelf when you don't, just so long as you use it, develop it, keep getting better at it. Because like in any contact sport, in crisis mode brain wrestling, practice makes perfect. Which would you rather burn, a flag or a bank? Not quite that easy. No problem that affects a lot of people is that simple to solve. Not everyone who feels the same pain agrees on where it comes from and what to do about it. And there's always that counterforce that wants to change everything back again. Some things change slowly, some things never do. And nothing's gonna change till we who want the change have a better understanding of why different kinds of people want what they want and think the way they do. When people like that wake up and smell the noise but hear it differently, do we hear them too? Or do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do?
Our disgrace, divide and waste, segregation, not just by race. My sex and wealth, age and health, divide and mouth are like cancer cells. The beast supreme, a human frame, surrounded by a most faceless creed. Choked to death, mind so set, hang on the
we think we're trying to help by splitting into nitpicky, power-trippy, backbiting factions and tear each other apart. I want to be leader. No, I want to be leader. Blah, blah, backstab. stab, backstab. If you don't agree with me on everything, then you must be against me. That's poison. Anyone who's not a vegetarian is evil. All rap is bad because some rap gangster rappers are sexist. If you don't believe every word of the Bible, you're a Satanist. If you're not gay, you must be homophobic. If you look at me wrong, it means you're a racist. Criticize Israel, it means you hate Jews. Caught wearing lipstick, you must not be a feminist. Divide, divide, divide. Let the unified few keep the quarreling majority from sharing in what's rightfully everyone's. In these times, we can't afford to get caught up in stupid-ass, blind, one-issue fundamentalism of any kind. There are too many different kinds of people in this world, in this country, in this building, in this neighborhood, to hide behind isolationist toxic chicken shit anymore. In America, it's getting as horrible now as the Great Depression in the 1930s. And it rips me up inside seeing broken men and women on street corners in the rain holding up signs saying, homeless will work for food. Hard as it be for some crybabies in this town to believe, people in that situation could care less if Green Day and Jawbreaker sold out when they signed to major labels. Other things and other truths are more important. The cutthroats that run things cheat and kill to get where they are. We got nothing but our hearts and our souls and our energy. But look what that's done as a simple spark starting fires throughout history, all over the world, even in America. We stopped the Vietnam War, got rid of the first Nixon. The unified few are only as strong as their weakest link. A well-thought-out surgical strike is all it can take to chop off the tail that's wagging the dog. Then we gotta deal with the dog. And some people will deal with it more intelligently than others. Or should I say, porcupine. If we each have an idea of which quill to grab, we'll be strong enough to drive. No more lifetimes preparing for death. No more give me lithium or give me meth. No more can't fix nothing because everything's already ruined anyway. No more people being spectators in their own lives. Even thinking about this stuff can't help but make you smarter. Break out of no I can't to yes I can to now I must. We're not equal till we're equal. We're not free until we're free. I'd rather work for something I want and not get it than work or vote for something I don't want and get it. And what we got now, there's no way it can last. Corporate dictatorship is headed for a train wreck. And that train wreck will happen in our lifetime. And if we ain't ready to cut the crap and work with each other and different kinds of people, zeroing in on what's really important and have an idea on what we each gotta to do it right, we will get fooled again.
We're all the same and all the blame. Mention this a moment.